right. We left off with a question. But just before I get to the question, so just to clarify, or to quickly, you know, review, you have two kinds of cases. You have Purim and Sirim and Nisrafim, where there you have the Hazaya on the Paroches and on the Mizbeach. Mizbach Hazav. And then you have Yom Kippur, where there you have Mizbach Hazav, Paroches, and Bein Abadim. So the distinction, as we said, is that by the case on Yom Kippur, why you need all three is because there you're dealing with the chait of Tumas Mikdash of Kedoshav. So you're saying that there was actually a Maisa Avera that affected the Mekomos HaMikdash. That there really was Maisa Avera, considering the Makom Kapara, i.e. Mizbeach, Heichal, and Kachay Kachim. So there, you need a Kapara for each one. Because that's a specific chait from within the Mikdash itself. But in the other case, you're saying that Bnei Yisrael was involved in some major transgression, you know, be it Avodah Zarah or Yisurei Kares, and therefore that makes them as an Uma in Ein Aroi L'Migdash. So that's a general idea. That's not the... It's not an intrinsic chait insofar as Migdash. So that's why we said all you need there is you don't need Kodesh Kedashim, because simply you have to reference the Migdash. So Migdash is the Makam Kapara, and then the Heichal, the Kodesh Kedashim and the Kodesh. So by doing Zrika on the Kapores, which is a Mavdil, so it is the thing that really creates, it has the Beis Shemos. So therefore that is sufficient. That is sufficient for something where you're referencing, saying this Chait makes us Ein Aroi for that. So that's why you don't need Bein Abadim also. Because by doing on the Parochas, that's like Rashi says, it's a Kiyum in the whole Olam Moed. Okay. But now we asked... Yeah, no, one is a specific Maisa Avera. In the other, it's not. Okay. So now the question was raised. The Rav pointed it out. That why is it by Yom Kippur, Avodas Yom Kippur, at least according to the Rambam, this is according to the Rambam. This question, by the way, I showed Rebbe, it's not... you can't ask the Kasha and Rashi. Because Rashi actually... well, let me say it first. Like I said, according to the Ram says, on Yom Kippur, in Perek Dalet, Halacha Beis, V'achakach notel dam hapar, me'al hakan, umazim imeno ala parochas, kineged ha'oron, shmona hazayos. So here the Rambam goes out of his way to say, Umaza mimenu ala paroches kineged ha'arav. Whereas if you look in Maisar Kabanos, when he deals with the Parim and Sirim and Israfim, there he does not say it has to be Kinegeda Aron. Not at all. He just says you have to be Mazal Aparoches, but never says Kineged Ha'aron. So the Kasha was, or is, what's the difference? Why does the paroches of Yom Kippur require Kineged Aron, but the paroches of Purim and Seirim and Nisrafim doesn't? Yeah, as I said to you, but of course that's not going to be a kasha on Rashi, because if you look at Rashi in the Yikra Dalid, where is that? Let's see. Yeah. It says in Perek Dalet, "V'tovel haKohen es etzba'o badam, v'hizam in adam sheva pa'amim lifnei Hashem es pnei parochas hakodesh." So Rashi says, "Es pnei parochas hakodesh pasuk vav, kineged makom kedushasa, mechavein kineged bein habadim, v'lo ayu nogim b'damim b'paroches v'mnagu nagu." So you see that the that Rashi learns that it was Kineged Bein Habadim in all the cases. Whenever you did Paroches, Kineged Makom Kedushasa. Yeah. But the Ram doesn't learn that way. So the question is, why not? All right? So, Rebbe's answer is like this. Well, let me say this. The Rav wanted to learn that it's a kiyam and a zrika lifnai v'lifnim. The thing that you don't understand according to the Rav, however, which we asked, is, but you are doing a zrika lifnai v'lifnim, because you're doing Bein Abadim on Yom Kippur. So what is this business of that it's still considered a Zrika Bifnim? Okay. See, the Rav says, V'nira Gezel Mishum Demakom Lifnim Me'amizbeya Chashiv Kifnim V'o De'etzem Aparoches Hevi Kiyam Aron V'chashiv Ka'aron V'chein Sarach Dafka Kineged Ha'aron. Not sure exactly how to explain that. Yeah. And yeah. There ain't no kiyum pnim, the kiyum aron. But the question is, what do you need it for? You actually were Pnim. And you did do a Zrika by the Aron. So why in the Parochas do you have to repeat the same Kiyam again? That's what needs clarification. I mean, of course, we're getting the Rav's notes here. I mean, not the Rav's notes, but it's Talmidim's notes. So, yeah, I don't know if something's missing here from the way the Rav said it. I'm not sure. Maybe he didn't clarify the point. Rebbe wanted to say differently. He did not want to say it's a kiyam pnim. No, it's a kiyam, definitely it's a kiyam, like Rashi said, it's a kiyam in Ohol Moed. That you zorek al ha paroches, like we said, because the paroches is the mavdil. It's the thing that brings about the beis shemos of kachim and kachi kachim. But he wanted to say like this, that when you do a Zrika on Ohel Moed, on Yom Kippur, nevertheless, Yom Kippur has one thing, and that is, you know, Bezos Yavo Aron El HaKodesh. You know, V'chiper Bakodesh Achas Bashana. In other words, the idea of kaparas kache kachim and the relationship to kache kachim is specific and is part of the very kedushas Yom Kippur. That's our relationship. Our relationship on Yom Kippur is to the kache kachim. Zos Yavara. So it has to be that even when you do Zrika, when you do Hazaya, I'm sorry, on the Paroches, it still has to be a Hazaya that manifests Kachay Kachim. It has to highlight Kachay Kachim. All RS is related to Kachay Kachim. So since the Aroches has both Shemos, it has the Shem Kodesh and the Shem Kachay Kachim, so now you have to highlight the Kachay Kachim aspect. So it's true it's a Kiyam in the whole Heichal, but it has to be highlighted that is the very Kedushas Hayom that we're related to Kachay Kachim. You can't ever make it matter, make it look like it's somehow like something equal on this day. It's true, it's a kapara insofar as the whole thing, because of Tumas Migdash and Kedosha, but you have to bring out the idea that this is the highlight, our relationship to Kodesh Kedosha. So even in Zrikas Heichel, you still do it Mechuvan Kineged, Kineged Aaron. But it's not a Kiyam of Bifnim. It's a Kiyam of Paroches, which has these two Shemos. He's just manifesting that the Kodesh Kedoshim has a special character on this Yom. It's like underlining the Kedushas Hayom of the day. That's how I understood what he wanted to say. So according to him, you don't get caught in the logical problem of you already did it inside. You're right, you did it inside. That's a lucky. You have to have a kiyum hazaya befnim and kachay kachim. But on the paroches, it's the paroches partakes of both shemos, kodesh and kodesh kedushim. It's a vivdaltas a paroches. That's the very idea of the paroches, like we explained last week. Oh, so since that's the idea, it has to underline the idea of kachay kachim on Yom Kippur. But the rest of it, when you're doing on Migdash, when you're doing for Parim and Siram and Esrafim, Kodesh Kedoshim doesn't stand out as anything, you know, specific. It's simply you violate. It's a bizui the Heichal that the Klal Yisrael is involved in a chet of Avodah Zarah or Kares. All right. Okay, Nun Dalet Amid Aleph and Yuma. See, where should we start? Here we go. Amar Rav Katina. It's about two-thirds of the way down. Amar Rav Katina. B'shoa shayu Yisrael olin l'regel megalon lahem es aparoches umarin lahem es akruvim shahoyu me'urim zeh b'zeh Va'omrim lahem ru'u chibaschem lifnei hamakom kechiba zocher nekeva. Okay, so they used to roll back the paroches, and between the kodesh and the kodesh kedoshim, and would show them the kruvim that they were hugging each other, right? Yeah, medubakin zeba zeh, va'ochsim mechabkin zeh zeh, kezocher hachovek es anakeva. By the way, you know, Tom, I'm not interested in getting into it. You look at it yourself. But if you look at the Tosfos Yeshanim, Tosfos says, Divrei Maskil, mar lehem shayuma urin. Vim Tomar, Milo Choshlu Berakam Bahadi Nisi. So why is it counted as one of the Nisim that happened in the Migdash? Kevin shall you marin also in the ole regalim. The might of Salpidakta, Shayna Kruzan, Shasa Shlomo. Mizel, Mizel Marin, Kemoshano Om El, Gabi Lechem up on him. Ye Shlomo, Shaosim, Shasa Maurum Zeba Ze, Ain Zenes. Chakacha Soam Shlomo. Kemohani the Tsurasa, Dilakaman, Lerbi Achai. Yeah, so Tosi Shem doesn't learn that, you know, sometimes the gold kruvim were separate, and then it was some kind of a nace that made them urim. He learns it's a separate set of kruvim. So they would show them that, to show them the idea of the hashkachas Hashem l'kla Yisrael. Separate idea. Okay, just wanted to point it out. So Mesiv Rav Chista Velo Yavo Liros Kivola Sakodesh. One second, how could you do this? Rav Chista said, but the Leviim, when the Leviim, well, look at Rashi. V'lo yavol liros, halviim shebemidbar, af misha you know some clay akodesh. Bekosev, lo yu rishoyim likones, b'shaz siluk masos, shayu mefarkin es ha'oron, v'amizbeach la'siyo mimkomo. Okay, they couldn't just come in. At the time they were taking apart the Mishkan, the Leviim weren't allowed in. Ad shayu aron uvonov, mechasin oso, b'nartikeyen. Until Aaron and his sons put it in their proper storage bags. Kamosha Kosuba Parsha, Vichisu also, Bemichsa Ortachash, Lachu Beget Chelos, Vichisu Vagomer, Kivola Lashon Kisui. So Rav Chista said, the Leviim, weren't allowed to go in to see the thing until it was covered by Aaron and Vana. So how could Klal Yisrael be allowed to see it? Okay? I am not getting into the whole issue, Rambam, Ramban, whether or not Velo Yavo, Liros, Kivol, Sakodesh, first of all, what it means, or whether or not it's an Issel Doros or not. Okay? I don't think you need that for this Gemara. Okay? Unless somebody here wants to make a difference here. Basically, what Chista's Kasha is that it's inappropriate, clearly it's inappropriate to look at to look at these things. And certainly the Kruvim. So if the Leviim weren't allowed, are you going to let the whole Klal Yisrael do it? Okay. V'amar Rav Yehuda Marav. Oh, he explains it. B'shah sachnasas kelim nartik shalem. Okay, good. Okay, that's an explanation. All right. Let's explain the Yisr of lo yavo liros kevol asakarish. All right. Amar Rav Nachman. Mashal akala. Kol zman shibe veis ka'aviyat snua mebaila. Even Shabbosel Leves Chamia, ain't it Snua Mabayla? Okay. So, Beis Avia means Erison. So that was Klal Yisrael B'Midbar. Right, that was Klal Yisrael B'Midbar. So therefore, lo are you, like Rashi says, lo are you Gassin B'Shechina. They weren't familiar. Lo you gossip b'shchina. Yeah. I mean, does someone want to give an idea, an interpretation of what that means? It means the Midbar still, it represents when they were first getting to know the Shechina. The whole idea of the real idea of Yichud Hashem, etc. So at that time, there still was a fear. The Torah, you know, Hashem Himself, set up a mechitza, you know, a barrier, because there was still a worry that this could lead to some kind of inappropriate thoughts about the Shechina if they would see the Kruvim and those things. You know, they're still in some kind. What should I say? Some kind of like a Avodah Zarah kind of mode. That could be dangerous. just like in Arison. In Arison, seeing her a certain way could lead to certain kinds of thoughts that wouldn't be proper during the stage of Arison. But later, when they were already an Am that was set up in Eretz Yisrael and had been involved in the system of Torah, then it's different. Then it's like base chamia. That's already like nesuin. That's different already. Now they had certain ideas that were already part of the, you know, inculcated into the Ummah. And therefore, if they were to see the Kruvim, it would not lead to any kind of Avodah Zarah thoughts. In other words, let's put it this way. Shema Yisrael, Shema Kenu, Shema Chod would be ingrained in their very nature that this would not lead to Avodah Zarah. So that's why they could be Gaspa. You see? Just like a guy, once it's Nesu'in, the guy, it's a different relationship. And doesn't lead to the same kind of problems in Isurim. Okay. Okay. There's a familiarity. So here, of course, the familiarity is with the correct metaphysical ideas. Okay? Yeah, I mean, the Gemara is probably talking about a certain period of time. Well, you'll see. Look what the Gemara says. So now the Gemara says, Right. Here, because it means, because the tznius has an aim. But you don't need the tznius beveis chamiya. Same thing here. You don't need the tznius here, because they have the correct ideas, so therefore they can view these things and have them in the right perspective of what they mean without getting into a problem. Okay. One second. Mesa Rav Chana bar Rav Katina. Maisa b'koin echad shayam misasek. Right, that's the Gemara before. Right, that's the case. It's about halfway down the daf. Maisa b'koin echad shayam misasek v'ra ritzbo mishuna mechavrusea uval hovdiyo es chavera v'lo hispik ligmor sadav ratcha yatsa nishmaso v'yado b'yichad shasham aron gunas. Okay. So, what is the Gemara trying to show from that? That you see that they were really afraid of people knowing where the Aron was and looking. I guess picking up the stone and taking a look. That's what it seems, right? That seems that's the kasha. At least that's the way I understand the kasha. So the Gemara says, like, what were they so worried about? In other words, if they really were in the right level to look, so it would be so terrible if they knew where the Aron was. What bad could be? Obviously, they were concerned that if they would look, it would create a problem. So, what does the Gemara answer? Amar lei, nisgarsha ka'amrit. Nisgarsha chazur l'chibasa rishona. So what does it mean, nisgarsha ka'amrit? Hai maisa b'bayasheni hava, Rashi says. L'achash nisgarshu v'chazru. In other words, this is bayasheni. After, in fact, they had been thrown out of Bayis Rishon because of Avodah Zarah. And now they've come back. Chazru. What does that mean? L'chibasa Rishona. L'tchilas chibasan. She'ein gasin zebazah. Okay? So, the Gemara is saying that no, that they had a regression. In fact, they were thrown out for Avodah Zarah, and even when they did tshuva, and they were allowed to come back, but nevertheless, they weren't on the same level anymore. there still was a problem. There was an effect. And even though openly, they certainly, of course, they came back, they weren't over the Avodah Zarah anymore, but it had an effect. And therefore, there was a fear that if they were to be allowed to gaze at the Kruvim, that this would not have a positive effect. It wouldn't have the effect of, oh, now we see the hashkacha that God has for us. But it would lead to certain metaphysical problems. It would lead to some idea, some physicality that would not be good within the meta, you know, the approach of the whole Torah's idea of Yichud Hashem. That's what the Gemara says. Okay. In other words, when the Gemara started off that they used to be Megalel the Parochas. So at this point, it sounds like when should that have been? Should that have been during Bayis Rishon?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
So,
because the Gemara is about to ask which mikdash is it?
Yeah. Then the Gemara says, "V'maya skinan, e name of mikdash rishon." So the way Chaim says like this, and as you read the Gemara now like this, now the Gemara is like this, "V'maya skinan." Oh, so what are we talking about? Like, when did this happen? Rashi, Hai Magan Lehena Parochas, Umar Lehena Kruvim. When so Bemayaskina? So, E name of Migdash Rishon. So, if you tell me Migdash Rishon, like we just seem to have determined based on the idea of Nisgarsha, that it must be talking about Bayis Rishon, when there they had a certain relationship, like Beis Chamia, right? Oh, Mihavoi Parochas. But was there a parochas there? Mi avoy parochas? Because in Migdash Rishon, that what separated kachim from kachi kachim was the kodesh from kachi kachim was the amatroxin, was a real wall that was an amathic, right? The amatroxin. Ela but migdashani. So you have to tell me that they're talking about where B'migdash Sheni, regardless of what you told me until now. You're going to have to tell me it must be talking about B'migdash Sheni. Oh, but then the question is, me have a Kruvim? Even if you discount what we just said about the whole business of the Levium and this, you'll give a different answer. But bottom line is, how could it be Migdash Sheni? Where were the Kruvim there? So the Gemara answers, no, the only Migdash Rishon or my Parochas the Bavi. So one answer is no, it definitely was Migdash Rishon, but the Parochas means Parochas the Bavi. Okay, Dama Rav Zera Amarav, Shlosha Sav Parochas Ayuba Migdash, Shiva Kineged Shiva, Sha'arim, Shtayim, Achas Lepischa Shal Hechel, Vachas Lepischa Shal Ulam, Shtayim Bedvir, Ushtayim Kinegdan Baliyah. And then Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Omar Li Olam B'Migdash Sheni. Now I can tell you it really was Migdash Sheni. Okay, and again, whatever you're going to do with the previous Gemara, you're going to do. You're going to give a different answer, obviously. Oh, but no. But you see how he says Li Olam B'Migdash Sheni Ukruvim Mitzurasa Havo Kaimi. Okay, so it's really not those Kruvim; it's a different Kruvim. Now I don't know if the Gemara is answering that. It's a good question. Is the Gemara answering, and therefore you don't have the same problem of Gasimba? Because it's not really the real Kruvim? Or does he have some other idea why looking at even a picture of the Kruvim is okay? I mean, that's how you learn the Pshat in the Gemara. All right, Sarachian.
You gotta say something like that, right?
Yeah, you have to. Yep. Okay. All right. So let's just get let's forget about that problem and let's get to the problem that the you know, the Grizz is focused on. So let's get back to that part of the Gemara. So the Gemara says like this. So we know that they were Megalahem es Aparochas. Okay, that's a fact. Now, if the Megal the Parochas, so if you tell me it's Mikdash Rishon, there's no Parochas. There's the Amatroxin. So, in Mikdash Sheni is a problem, there's no Aron and Kruvim. Because there was already Nignas by Yoshio. So you don't have Aron and Kruvim. So the Gemara's answer is, Liolom b'Mikdash Rishon, or my Parochas, Parochas the Bavi. And what does it mean, parochas de bavi? So Rashi says, de bavi, shekineged hapsachim. It means the parochos that were at the entrances. Pesach ulam, veheichol, ubeis kodshei hakadoshim. That's the Bavi. Although Rashi and Ksubis, Rashi and Ksubis almost says the opposite. He says, Bidabavi on Kufvav Amin Aleph. Biparochos shekineged apsachim delitzniusa avidi. Ve'einan tachas binyan. They're not the parochos that were in place of the structure, of the real structure. Aval kol tzorach binyan can go parochos hamavdilos ben heichal lekatcha kedushim shiu b'migdash sheni b'makom amatraksin shasa shlomo binyan rishon v'anshei agola also hey okay whatever he goes the whole story about why that was, but here he seems to learn that Parochas de Bavi is really referring to the parochas not of the of the Heichel. All right, we'll come back to that, Rashi. That's the problem over here, because you see, the Gemara, what's the Gemara's answer? The answer is, where was the parochas in Bayis Rishon? So the Gemara's answer is Parochas de Bavi. And Parochas de Bavi means, well, don't say, before I tell you what it means. So the Gemara says, as Reb Zera said, there were 13 Parochas. Right? You have 7 against the Sha'arim of the Azara. Okay, there were 7 entrances to the Azara. Okay, then you had one to get into the Heichal, and one to get into the Ulam. And then you had Shtayim B'Devir. That means there were 2 that were between the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kedoshim, and 2 upstairs as well, between the Kodesh and Kodesh Kedoshim. Right? That's the 13. 7, 4 that are related to the Kodesh and Kodesh Kedoshim, 2 down below, 2 on top, and then the Heichal and the Ulam. That's 13.
Where were the 2 down below for the Kodesh and Kodesh HaKadoshim?
By the Amatroxin.
Okay.
In other words, the Amatroxin had doors. It had doors. It had real Sha'arim. And it was with doors, with losos, I mean. But besides that, there were Two parochas there. No, I take it back. One second. Just give me a second here. One second. No, I'm getting confused. I take it back. Rashi learns. No, I take it back. Rashi learned this to him about Bayashani. So there's no Amitrax in there. That's by Bayas Rishon. This is by Bayas Shani that the Gemara is talking about. Shlosha Saparochas Hayu B'Migdash. So, even though, of course, the Gemara is trying to answer Bayas Rishon, so how does it work? So take a look, Rashi explains. I'm sorry to confuse you. Okay, Shlosha Srei Parochas Hayu B'Migdashani. Shiva L'Shiva Sharei Hazara Shtayim B'Dvir B'Mokom Amatraxin. There were two in the Dvir in place of the Amatraxin wall. Because that's what they did. They built a full Kodesh Kedoshim, and then they had two Parochos, one with an Amma of airspace between them. Okay, then Ushtayim Kinegdon Luchutz Bein Alias Hahechal Alias Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. Then there were two more corresponding to those that separated the Alias, the attic area, between the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kadoshim. V'chi Hechi DeBemigdash Sheni Hayu Parochos Kineged Apsachim Hachanami B'Migdash Rishon. So just like there were Parochos Kineged these Psachim, there was also in Migdash Rishon. So I don't think Rashi is saying necessarily that there were 13 in Migdash Rishon. He's just saying that just like there were Parochos here, there were Parochos there. So you didn't have to have, let's say, you might not have needed two parochos, because that was to replace the amatraxin. But that there was a paroches, there was. That's what Rashi's saying. In other words, let me just try to make it a little, clarify a little bit here. In other words, what the Gemara is saying is that there were parochos on the entranceways, and that they served a certain function. And Rav is saying, just like we know that there were these parochos that served whatever this function is, but they served a function in Bayis Sheni, so too there were parochos on the entranceways in Bayis Rishon. It's not important whether it was one or two. The two, as I said, was just a reason to replace the amatraxin. But that there was a paroches, there was a paroches. And those parochos also existed on all the sha'arim and entranceways in Bayis Rishon. So even though there was an amatraxin, a real wall in Bayis Rishon, there was also a paroches. Because in Bayis Sheni, there was also, the Sharim had real doors, etc. And yet there was a paroches. So this also had a paroches. That's his answer. Now your question is, mi havai paroches in Bayis Rishon? Because there was a real structure, a real amatraxin. There was a real binyan that separated between Kodesh and Kodesh Kedoshim with doors. Yeah, you're right, there was. But there was also a parochas. In fact, there was also a parochas. Just like in Bayis Sheni, you see by every entranceway and every doorway, there was a parochas. So there was a parochas here as well. That's the basics of Rav's answer. That's what he said. Yes. Yes, there's a halacha. What do you see from this? What is Rav saying in this memra? There were 13 parochas. And there was a parochas at every gateway, at every Pesach, etc., etc. In other words, every Pesach demanded a parochas. So too, in Bayis Rishon, the same thing is true, that there was a parochas at every entranceway. So that explains what it means when the Gemara says that they were Megalin as a parochas. There was an Amatroxin. That's true. But there was also a parochas. Since you see there's a din of a parochas at every entranceway, there must have been a parochas at every entranceway in Bayis Rishon too. Even though there was an Amatroxin. So it's true in Bayis Sheni, you ended up having four parochas related to the division between Kodesh and Kodesh Kedoshim. Two down below and two above. Yeah, but that's only a detail because there was no Amatroxin. But if you had an Amatroxin, you still would need one parochas because every gateway had a parochas. Every entrance had a parochas. That's what the Gemara said. And of course, based on what we just said, so I mean, you know, what you would want to define is, what is the Hava mean? What was the Gemara's Kasha? Mi Havai Parochas? And what was the Maskana? Assuming that, you know, if you're going to learn that when Rav came along and said 13 Parochas were a Migdash Sheni, they knew that fact. But he was using that fact to bring out the idea that that must have also been a din in Bayis Rishon. Whereas the Gemara's Havamina was that no. Yeah, well, we know about Bayis Sheni. Very nice. What's that got to do with Bayis Rishon, though? I'm not defining. I'm just saying how it sets up the kata, you know, how you would analyze it.
Not just
Well, the second answer that says no, we're talking about Bayis Sheni and Surasa. So either you're going to tell me that they learned there was no parochas in Bayis Rishon, or you're going to tell me that when it says Megalin is a parochas, it can't be talking about that parochas.
Okay.
See, who knew this parochas was so complicated? So the Grizz is found in the Chidushei Maran Riz Halevi on Kiddush HaChodesh, Yuma, and Sukkah. It's page 38 in my edition. Yuma Daf Nun Dalet. So he says like this, V'yuma Daf Nun Dalet v'mayaskina v'inim v'migdash rishon mihavoy parochas ela v'migdash sheni mihavoy kruvim li'olam v'migdash rishon umay parochas debavi. Dama Rabbi Zera Marav Shloshasar Parochos V'chulei Rav Achva Yaakov Amel Olam B'Migdasheni U'Kruvim D'Tzurasa Havokaini. Okay. Divrei Agamara L'Chorim Temuim Ma'od D'Mashme D'Hava Salka Daitach D'B'Migdash Rishon Lo Havoy Parochos Klal V'Rak Mememre D'Rav Shamin En La D'Hechi D'B'Migdasheni U'Yu Parochos Neged Apsachim Hachadami B'Migdash Rishon. I am a Pirush Rashi Sham. Right. In other words, the Havamina is that what? That unless you had the statement of Rav, you would never, the Gemara's Havamina was, you would never known that there were, just there were parochas, you're right, in Migdash Sheni. But you would not have ever thought to make the derivation and extrapolate that there must be parochos in Migdash Rishon. And that's what Rav exactly is coming to tell you. No. Since there was parochas debavi, that has to certainly apply to Migdash Rishon too. But without that, you wouldn't have thought that. That's what he was telling you. Vitzarachian dare mikra molehu bedivrei hayamim vayasis haparochas techeles hare mefurash haya parochas b'migdash rishon she'asa Shlomo. That's an open pasuk. And everybody learns that the parochas over there is talking about, well, of course, Mikdash Rishon, but also the fact that the narrative over there is clearly that the Olam HaFarshim is talking about the parochas between the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kedoshim. So how could the Gemara? What was the Gemara's Havamina? Well, the Gemara doesn't know Psukim in different Yom Beis. You know, the Gemara is not us. What do we know from Divrei Yom Beis? We don't know Divrei Yom Aleph, let alone Divrei Yom Beis. We never get that far. So how can the Gemara have a Hava Amin? It's an open pasuk, right? Not only that, I mean, why didn't the Gemara just give that answer? Marshik said, "What do you mean, Kasuv Molei?" Okay. V'yu and Shamba Pirush Harav Chananel V'yu Medafnin Beis Shekasa V'zeh Lashono V'migdash Rishon Hayah Bo Ha'aron V'hayah Kosel V'lo Hayah Ba Paroches U'v'migdash Sheni Hayah Ba Paroches V'lo Hayah Bo Aron U'mashma D'mefarish L'fi Shinuya D'Rav Acha Bar Yaakov D'mishani L'ola B'migdash Sheni Bemis lo hava klal parochas b'migdash rishon. V'zeh t'mua ma'od mimikra mafurish b'divrei yamim. So the Grizz is showing you, first of all, the bikasha on the whole havamina of our Gemara. How could the Gemara even have such a havamina like this? And then even also, furthermore, the way Rabbeinu Chananel learns, he says that B'Migdash Rishon, there was no parochas. So it seems like he's learning according to the second answer. The Rav Acha Bar Yaakov was answering that it's Migdash Sheni because there they had a parochas and then there was the Tzurasa. But in Migdash Rishon, the Gemara couldn't have answered because there was no parochas. So how can you learn like that? How can you learn that way when it's an open pasuk that says that Shlomo made a parochas? You get caught. Vihine mehar de ma'isi ha'gemara mememra de rav de havu parochas de bavi. L'chora mashma mizeh doha vaday dikra din shel paroches ha'omer b'torah lo haya noheg b'migdash rishon. U'mishum the din paroches nemar rak b'makom sha'paroches hi mechitzaso. U'chimivur b'baba basu daf gimel gemiri ichilo b'binyin ichilo b'paroches ichilo b'binyin m'migdash ichilo b'paroches m'mishkan. Hare de ikr din haparoches hu shehi tiye hamachitza bein hakodesh uvein kodshei hakadoshim hu bebayis rishon dahav ya'am atraksin v'haysa hamachitza shelo bebinyin memela de leka din shel paroches klal. In other words, that the essential din of paroches is one idea, that it's a machitza. It creates makom. It's a mavdil. And that, the Gemara's idea, paroches the bavi, is not that. Okay? So therefore, the real essential din of paroches that creates makom and is a mavdil didn't exist by bias rishon. That's what he means. The leket din shel paroches klal means the essential paroches. That there could be other paroches, the bavi, that's a different idea. V'zeo de ma'isiyah gemara mehach de rav de gam b'makom shayu mechitza shel binyan mikol makom havu gam paroches de bavi. Ulahachi gamba migdash rishon afsha yakosel bein ahechol lekadshe kadashim. Aval mikol makam hoysa ala pesach gam paroches kmo bishar psachim. Dimkein harei lachor de'ein ze ikur din paroches ha'amar v'torah. Ragdina kmo paroches bishar psachim. Right, like we, that's what we said. V'cheinu gam malashon ha'gamar v'daf nubesham v'rabbonin amri lachani miliba mishkan. Harei derak b'mishkan nemar hachkra divihivdila ha'paroches lachem v'lo b'migdash rishon afshe yusham paroches debavi. Now, it's paroches debavi is a different kind of paroches. It's a different character. But the real essential idea of paroches of the Torah is hivdila paroches lachem. So that's the one that creates kedushas makom. Uval korchach to paroches debavi lav hainu ikr din paroches ha'omer b'torah rakmo paroches d'shar psachem. Okay, good. All right, so that's his first step. Okay, good. Ulam a Rambam beperek dad mehilchas beis habechira lachabeis kasav v'zel lishono. Aval b'migdash rishon lo haisa shom ela paroches achas bilvad shenemar v'vdila haparoches lachem v'gomer. So the Rambam in Perek Dalet Halacha Beis. Let me get my Rambam. The Rambam Perek Dalet Halacha Beis. So the Rambam here says, gives you the whole story. In Bayis Rishon, there was a kosel, and its thickness was an amma. When they built the second bayis, they had a whole suffix whether the thickness of the kosel was part of the Kodesh or part of the Kodesh Kedashim. So they ended up making the Kodesh Kedashim the full 20 amos. And then they made the Kodesh the full 40 amos. And then they left an amma between them. And they didn't build a wall, a real binyan, a kosel. But they made two parochas. One on the Kodesh side and one on the Kodesh Kedashim side. And between them was an amma that corresponded to the thickness of the wall of the first bayis. Aval b'migdash rishon, the Rambam says at the end of the halacha, lo haisa shom ela paroches achas bilvad, shenemar v'vdila haparoches lachem. So, of course, what do you see from that? So the Grizz will say, harei lehejid degam b'migdash rishon, haisa shom paroches me'ikar adin, Vaparochas haisa hamavdelis bein hakodesh lekodesh hakadoshim mikra devevdila. So the Rambam is learning that the paroches in Bayis Rishon wasn't just some mere paroches that went on a Pesach for whatever reasons, but it really was a din. It's part of the very din of the Torah of creating kedushas makom. Even though there was an amatroxin. But the parocha served as a mavdil bein hakodesh lekodesh hakadoshim. It's an essential parochas. It's a mechitza. It's a real mechitza. Ulefiz harei tzarech iyen mai hai de kamaisi memilsei de rav mi parochas de shar psachim. So now the problem is going to be what is the Gemara trying to derive from Rav? The Sham Lav Dinahu Raklitz Niusud Ba'alma Kimavur Bapirish Rashi Biksubis Dafkovav you and Sham. Because parochas the Bavi have a din of tznius. They're only giving it a character of tznius, but they're not really a mavdil, a divider, something that where the kedushas makom emerges. Vafilu im name of the gamheim hayu nechlolin bedin, hakol dichsav or hakol bichsav, if you want it in the real Hebrew. Yeah, hold on a second. Yeah, I remember the first time ever I saw this pasuk. I was really young. I was doing the Ramesha on the whole question of mechitza in shuls between men and women. And he quoted the Gemara in Sukkah about the women being, you know, when they had a balcony and when they were down low. I mean, the whole Gemara over there. And that's the Gemara's point. Hakol b'chsav miyad Hashem alai hiskil. Kol malachos hatavnis. So that's the idea that the Binyan HaMikdash has to be Dvar Hashem. Hakol Bechsav. Everything has to be, you know, Divrei Hanavi. So that's why the Gemara has to come. Like, how can, if they made a switch... Aye, what about a kol b'chsav miyad Hashem alai hiskil? Okay, because everything again has to be a Dvar Hashem in the structure of the Mikdash. So the grizz over here, is making an important point. He's saying like this. He's saying these paroches that tzniusa. He says, "Vafilu im name of the gam hayu b'nichlolim b'din akol b'chsav, aval al kolponim einam miikar hamigdash midin Torah k'mo paroches shel kachim kachim dinema b'krav devivdila paroches lachem." So he's saying like this. He says, "Even if you tell me that they are part of." The Dvar Hashem about the appearance of the Migdash, the Tsuras Migdash, you'll tell me that in fact they do have that Chaloshem. But nevertheless, they are still essentially and qualitatively different than the Paroches of the Hivdila Lachem. Because that is part of the Iker Din Migdash. That's how Migdash emerges. You know, like the Rambam says in beginning of Beis HaBechira. In Perek Aleph, Halacha Hey. The Elohim Advarim Shem Iker Bebinyan Habayis. Osim bo kodesh, v'kodesh hakadoshim, v'yeh lifnei hakodesh makom echad v'hu anikra ulam, u'shloshta nikron heichal. Okay, v'osin mechitza cheres sabav laheichal rechoka mimena kein kalei hachatzir shayu b'midbar, v'chol hamukaf b'mechitza zu shu kein chatzir oal moed hu hanikra azara, v'akol nikra migdash. So there's an idea of the essential bias. In other words, what essentially is Migdash? And that, of course, includes a Kodesh and Kodesh Kedashim, which means, by definition, the Paroches, the Mavdil. So even if you're going to tell me that the Parochos of Tznius that were on every Pesach has a din of a Kol Bechsav, yeah, but that doesn't mean that they all get thrown together in the same cholent pot. There's an essential difference between these paroches. The paroches debavi has one din, and the paroches hamavdila that emerges the very kedushas migdash, which is essential to the structure, is completely different. Ah, so therefore that's why he's asking. Aval al kalponim eina mi'ikar hamigdash midin Torah kemo paroches shel kachim kachim. That's how he's differentiating. The essential Migdash doesn't emerge through those parochos, only the parochos of Kodesh Kodeshim. Dinema Bakra, the Vivdila. Vim Kain, he midaraisa, mi ikr din maisa hamigdash ha'omer b'torah. Vim Kain, ikr divrei ha'gemara tzrichin bir, de kamaisi mehach darav mi parochos shal psachim, linya parochos shal Kodesh Kodeshim, b'tzarechin. So what's his kasha? What's his kasha? What's his kasha insofar as the Rambam? The Gemara's kasha was, where's the Baruchas and Bayez Rishon? Since there was an Amatraxin. So according to the Gemara and the way Rashi learns, the Gemara's answer is somewhat good. Meaning, no, Baruchas the Bavi. There was a different kind of parochas that existed in all the psachim of the Migdash. And that would even be true of Migdash Rishon. It's true, it's not the essential parochas, because that you don't need, you have the Amatraxin. But there was this parochas. And that's what they were megalin. That's what they rolled back. But according to the Rambam who learns, that even in Bayis Rishon there was a paroches that was considered a paroches hamavdeles. It was a real essential paroches. It was a real paroches that the very Kedushas Makom emerges. So what's the Gemara? The Gemara's kasha was there a paroches by Kutche Kutchim in Bayis Rishon? And what's the Gemara's answer? Oh, well, we know that there were paroches of Sneas on all the entrances. What kind of answer is that? That has nothing to do with the question, was there a paroches hamavdeles on that entrance? Which, according to the Rambam, there was. So the Gemara shouldn't be answering with this general, generic idea that there was paroches of tznius, even if they're a kiyum in they emerge from a kol b'chzav. Yeah, but it's the wrong paroches that you're referencing. The Gemara's answer has to be something about the parochas, the essential parochas, that's a din Torah on the Kutche Kutchim. What are you referencing these other parochas for? They have nothing to do with the parochas according to the Rambam, who holds it's a halachi, openly says that the parochas is a din from the pasuk of v'hivdila lachem. So you're giving the wrong answer. You're quoting a member of the Rav that doesn't answer the question according to the Rambam. There was a parochas at Tznius and all the entrances. What's it got to do with the Kutche Kutchim? That's the kasha of the Grizz. It's a very nice kasha. Going to Rashi, it's very good. You learn the other way. It's fine. The Gemara just wants to show you that there was a physical parochas there that could have been rolled back. But according to Rambam, the Gemara's answer doesn't make any sense. Okay? Of course, the Grizz is not trying to answer his original kasha at all yet. Just trying to understand the basics of the Gemara. Forget about the pasuk in Divrei Hayamim about Vayash Shlomo Es HaParochas. Okay, so I guess we'll continue from over here. All right, very good, guys. All right, the next two paragraphs, the next two vehines, Vehine Biksubis, Vehine Betosefta, is to answer this Rambam. Just go through carefully. Then the problem's going to be that last paragraph, what he's doing over there. Try to get a basic idea about that whole thing with Mugaf and the V-loan. It's interesting, the facts themselves, but we'll see if we can do a workout what he's trying to get at. All righty, guys.
Thank you, Rabbi.
All right, have a great day.
Yeah.
Take care.